When I was growing up, I had some glimmers, some ideas, but really it was when I became Catholic, when I was 25, and I had some thoughts about vacation then, but I had a boyfriend at the time, so I put them to the back of my mind.
Now aged 35, the former social worker has become Sister Walburga, living and praying with her fellow Benedictine nuns, as well as learning to play the zither, the chapel. She's part of an enclosed order, St Mildred's, at Minster Abbey in Kent. It's a simple life as part of a small community focused on prayer, amid the peace of the monastery gardens, first tended by nuns well over 1,000 years ago.
My boyfriend, when the thoughts of a vacation really came strong, we decided to split up so I could explore. My family weren't very pleased when I said that I wanted to enter a monastery. They thought that I'd be kind of locked away and miserable. They got all these kind of ideas. But when they saw that I was here and I was happy, they've come round. And some of my friends were slightly bemused. One friend said to me that she didn't realise that nuns existed anymore.
The rhythm of life is rather different for Roisin McGrogan and Michelle Longua, two young nuns based in a convent in the centre of London. Roisin is among the 27 women who joined active orders last year, which means that they work outside the convent, helping the homeless and the vulnerable at home or abroad.
I got 22 communities back on, and it automatically lets you send your profile to them. And so now I'm 100% for the Faithful Companions of Jesus.
Lovely.
Roisin is in her late 20s and came to this ancient calling in a very modern way via an internet web app. Vision Vocation Match allows would-be nuns to answer an internet questionnaire to narrow down exactly which religious order would suit them best. Roisin agrees that it's a little like using an online dating site to find the perfect partner.
Yeah, I tried that too, but I found it less effective. No.
When you're looking for a life partner or one love, it's to sustain you and to enable you to become the best person that you can be, ideally. And so this is another way of falling in love like that, with great hope and great promise, as well as support from a community and a higher power.
A lot of people, though, would have problems with no sex, no children.
A lot of what sex is about is it's about intimacy. It's about really knowing someone and being known and inviting them into our personal space and our vulnerability and fragility and true story. And as religious, we endeavour to do that, but on a different level.
In a garden in North London, novice Theodora Hawksley is finding opportunities for more than just spiritual growth.
We got loads of plants delivered, including some we'd never grown before, like asparagus, and we really had no idea how to plant it, and ended up putting it in upside down.
The 29-year-old former academic is helping plant the new garden when she's not working with the homeless or finishing writing her book on peace building. She's joining the Congregation of Jesus in North London and says that her family understand why she's chosen this way of life, even though it means that she'll never marry or have children, instead taking vows of poverty, chastity and obedience.
Yes, of course I'm aware that I'm giving up the possibility of a one-to-one relationship with someone, of that kind of intimacy. And yes, of course that's going to be a lack. That is going to hurt at various times, and so will not having children. But in the same way as when you prune a plant, when you clip bits off it, it encourages it to grow and flourish in different ways. That, ideally, is what should happen when you live a life that's chaste. When you cut off certain possibilities of love, others grow and make me bigger, more flourishing, more welcoming to others.
Last year, a total of 45 women decided to heed the calling they felt to become nuns, a big rise from the 7 who joined convents just a decade ago. It's hard for many outside to understand why they'd give up the temptations of the modern world and choose a harder path of lifelong service to others. But Theodora sees it rather differently.
If our society is obsessed with money, sex and power and the games that people play with them, poverty, chastity and obedience represent a profound freedom, actually, a profound freedom. that's what's drawn me to religious life. And I think that idea of joyful freedom and service draws other people as well. It's not a fleeing from the world, but it's a finding your place in it, I think.